Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, all, it's Eli. How are you? We hope you've been doing well through this tumultuous summer. We bring exciting news. I've got two brand new mini episodes for you today, starring Magnus and Holly, and we've got more coming in the weeks ahead. Five in all, I think we're going to throw in a bonus episode too, one that was originally released to our Patreon backers. So all of these are set during season two and recorded in our upstairs studio here at home. We're currently in something of a COVID lull here in Ontario, like knock on wood, big time. And so, you know, with great care, a lot of wiping down of surfaces, a lot of wearing of masks, we've been bringing in actors to record with us, and a couple of guests have joined us remotely as well. So this is all in the lead up to season three of Alba Salix. We're writing like crazy. This time around, we've got a whole amazing team of writers joining us. So Bilal Dardai from Unwell, Jen Sugden from Victoriosity, and Jordan Cobb of No Such Thing Productions. In fact, Jordan wrote today's mini episode too. You may know her from the absolutely harrowing space horror podcast Giannis Descending, or she's got an upcoming sci-fi adventure called Primordial Deep, but she's also funny as hell. You can find all her podcast projects at nosuchthingradio.com. They're also on Twitter at nosuchthingads. And she has written us a great little story called Clairvoyant. Enjoy.
I heard voices at reception, and when I came in, Minister Piercy was talking to her purse.
Her purse?
She stopped as soon as she saw me. She said she was rearranging her schedule.
Wait a minute. Holly, you don't think that... Nah.
What? What is it?
No, it's too ridiculous. Unless...
What?
Minister Piercy can see the future. Ow!
Magnus!
Hey, workplace abuse!
Miss Piercy is not a psychic.
Can you prove she's not a psychic?
She's not a wizard.
So she claims. Why else would she be in charge of the Ministry of Magical Affairs?
She's the best woman for the job?
And she spends all this time with Alba, all those secret meetings. They could be talking about anything.
Magnus... We spend all our time with Alba, and it hasn't made you a wizard.
Hey, okay, fine. But as minister, I bet she's got access to all sorts of reality-bending magical artifacts.
That's probably true. But she wouldn't use them, would she?
Who wouldn't?
Of course you would.
She's in charge. Who's gonna tell her no? Maybe she uses the artifacts to crush her enemies. Or see the future.
But that's unethical. And Minister Piercy is nice. You don't really believe that absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely. Holly, I'm telling you, Piercy's totally got something up her sleeve. She can see the future.
That's ridiculous.
Only one way to find out. You have to get inside her purse and see if you can find any mystical future-y stuff.
Me? No, I'm not going to go through Miss Piercy's purse.
But Holly... It's for the good of the realm!
No, it isn't. It's immoral.
What's immoral?
Miss Piercy!
Minister! Hi. How are you? Any special plans for the day?
No, not really. Just meetings and...
Apparently I'll be shopping for a new bag this afternoon. What's this about immorality?
Oh, we...
Nothing. Listen, I just created a new surgical technique that harnesses the powers of the great outdoors. It's called the spinning leaf of life.
Magnus, I am not going to sanction outdoor surgery.
Oh, but this is a super special surgery where you literally blast all of the toxins out of a person's body. So we'll need a lot of space.
Absolutely not.
Please. How could you know you're not going to let me do it if I don't show you how awesome it is first?
That's not how that works.
You'll want to leave your stuff in here.
What?
Splatter radius.
No.
Holly will take that for you.
Magnus!
Thanks, Holly. Magnus, can't wait Magnus, for Minister Piercy to see the future of medicine.
I do not have time for this today. Magnus, stop. Stop, Magnus.
Hello, Minister Piercy's bag? This is ridiculous. Bags can't talk. If anybody was talking to Minister Piercy, they would have to be inside the bag, which means... Let's see. Quill, Chimera Girl lipstick. Good color. Giant weird rock and... Minister Piercy's planning notebook, of course! Wow. Talk about a tight schedule. Nobody could possibly plan this far ahead unless... She can see the future! And you're her secret book of divination, aren't you? You were the one Piercy was talking to, weren't you? It's okay. You can tell me. Hello, Mr. Planner. I bet I could wake you up with a little essence of Bukovac. Alba must have a bottle of it somewhere. Oh, here it is. Here you go, little guy. Wakey, wakey. Who knows the clandestine secrets of tomorrow? You do. Well, yes. Ah! Oh, no! No! Nice book. Good planner. Oh! No! No! Bad planner. Red book. Oh! Hey, push it with the claws. Oh. Ah! Back in the purse! Oh! Hey!
Give me
that! Don't eat that! What? Oh no! Joke's on you, buddy! You don't have a place to nap anymore!
No, no, trust me, it's gonna be amazing. I don't know why it wasn't working.
What's going on in here?
Ah! Oh, cool!
Miss Piercy!
Holly, what did you do? Is that my planner?
I just wanted him to tell me the future!
What?
I heard you this morning rearranging your schedule. I saw your appointments, and we know about the magical vault. I know you can see the future.
What are you talking about? Holly, I'm not a wizard.
You can't deny it. And Magnus said you were evil.
Did he?
I mean...
I'm not evil. I'm a bureaucrat. Close, but not quite the same thing.
But your planner, though.
I work for the king, Holly. Everyone in my department has a planner like that.
Seriously?
Well, not exactly like that.
I'm sorry, Miss Piercy.
May I have my coat, please? And my bag?
Sorry. I'll make you a new one.
That's all right. I was scheduled to get a new one anyway. I assume I can leave you two to deal with that?
Of course, Miss Piercy. We'll take care of it right away.
Right. Well, if you'll excuse me.
I'll go get the shovel.
Wait, Magnus? How did she know about the purse?
You all right there, Leon?
Perfectly all right. Thank you, Minister.
You're really gonna tell me you saw that purse thing coming?
No one could have predicted that turn of events. I just thought that the strap was looking a little worn. But I have adjusted your schedule accordingly.
Right. Thanks.
Hey! Get back here!
Clairvoy Kent was written by Jordan Cobb and starred Julian Sark as Magnus, Olivia John as Holly, Elaine O'Neill as Antalia Piercy, and Braden Lamb as Leon Stamatis. You can hear much, much more from Leon on Greater Boston. It's one of our faves. I mean, obviously.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So, next up, I wrote this one. It's got some possible spoilers for our role-playing game spinoff, The End of Time and Other Bothers. I say spoilers, but Magnus is involved, so who's to say what's true? This one is called Hiding Out.
Oh, nice try. You might be twice as big, but I've got speed and ingenuity on my side. I know it's not a fair fight, but hey, you were dumb enough to start it, so... Yeah! Ha ha ha! Didn't see that coming, did you? Of course not. Have you ever actually held a sword? Like a real sword? You should probably think about a change in career. You know, like taking out the trash. Oh, wait, that's my job. Ha-ha! Ha-hee-ha! Hoo! Aw, did that hurt? Is the big bad giant scared? Why don't you run along back
Magnus?
To your...
Magnus, what are you doing out here?
I'm practicing. It's the Malurian Great Heart Sword Technique.
More like Big Mouth Stick Technique.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Listen, trash talk is a vital part of throwing off your enemy's game.
You're supposed to be back at the House of Healing helping out the installers.
They were getting along fine without me.
They need someone there for safety. You don't even have to go up on the roof.
Why can't you do it?
I'm on reception. I'm supposed to be on reception anyway. I shouldn't have to come and track you down because you're hiding out in the forest.
Practicing. Practicing in the forest.
The magic support team only has a narrow window to install those lunar panels.
Stupid panels. Why do we need them anyway?
You know why. It takes a lot of mystical energy to power all the new equipment.
Which Minister Piercy keeps dumping on us.
You're just mad because you're not allowed to use any of it.
Well, it's ridiculous. Why do we need to lock up all the fun... I mean the magical items. I can't even use a fountain pen without having to check it out from that machine in the hall.
Yeah, like that's such a burden.
Hey, at least I can remember my password.
Everyone forgets their password.
4 days in a row.
You need to get back to work, Magnus.
We should just sign up with Mysticorp Energy. They'll run a line straight to our front door and do all the installation work themselves.
You know we can't use them. They sell magic harvested straight from the Lu lines using fricking. That's so dangerous.
It's safer than the alternative.
Lunar energy is safe and renewable and dependable.
Until it's cloudy out.
The storage tanks can hold enough moonlight to last us weeks.
Yeah. I don't trust lunar power.
What do you mean, trust? It's the moon.
But, you know, moon magic is kind of dangerous, isn't it?
How could it ever be dangerous? It's exactly the same energy that makes moondrops work. And all of the equipment has been blessed by the priests of Selene herself.
Yeah. That's the problem.
What? The priests of Selene?
Don't say her name.
She's the goddess of the moon.
I'm aware. I just don't trust her.
Magnus, you're being ridiculous. The moon is true and sustaining, and Selene...
Shh!
What?
Holly!
Of all the gods and goddesses, why would you be afraid of Selene?
She's always trying to spread her influence across the land. I bet you these lunar panels are a trick. She can probably see out of them or project herself through them or...
Magnus, even if she could do all that... She's a kind and gentle goddess.
Have you met her?
No, have you?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, right.
It's true!
When did you meet the goddess of the moon?
It was a few years ago, when I was delivering mail for the monastery. I was out by, you know, that temple out towards Paradox. The big tree that's been blasted by lightning.
The Temple of the Oracle?
Yeah, I was there when it got blasted by lightning.
Really?
Yes! There was this demon and a fairy and this other scary lady who turned into a bear. There were a lot of scary ladies, actually, and they were trying to summon a different goddess, like an ancient evil one, and that's how the tree got exploded.
And then poof, Celine just showed up.
She did. She showed up in a chariot covered in all this blue fire, and she wanted the demon guy to dedicate the tree temple to her, but he made her mad, and she sent us all away, and then there was a giant monster when we fell off it, and the fairy couldn't fly, and we nearly died like 100 times, but then she pulled us back into her castle and...
And?
Oh, man. I just remembered. So, the moon goddess, she gave me a task to perform.
She gave you a task.
But I forgot. I totally forgot about it until now. Oh, no.
You, an ordinary human boy.
She knew my name and everything. And she said I was supposed to deliver a message to my future boss.
Who, Alba?
She must have met Alba. Jeez, I'm so dead.
Magnus, when are you not so dead? So, what was the message?
She said... Tell your boss that the goddess of the moon says, hello.
That's it?
I think that was it.
So, are you coming back to help with these panels?
Yeah, okay.
Hiding Out starred Julian Sark as Magnus and Olivia John as Holly. Both of today's mini-episodes were directed and produced by Sean Howard, with sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. You can hear Magnus's pre-Alba adventures in our special crossover episodes of The End of Time and Other Bothers, so search for Other Bothers wherever you listen to podcasts. That's it for this week. We're going to be back with more in 2 weeks. Stay well, and bye for now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God,
he could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No. But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lack the answers to, yikes.